point I'd like to make is that about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I bumped into a teacher from a primary school who said, "Where's all my preparation materials gone?" Now, the Secretary of State can make positive suggestions about the curriculum, also do things like book burn. The QCDA materials that have been put together for 15 years have just disappeared. And there are large numbers of very, very upset people about that. And I would like the panel to comment upon that. And I will stir it up by calling it book burning.
Anyone want to comment on that?
I'll comment. I mean, I think the fact that we're in this limbo where the Secretary of State has, I mean, he needs legislation, in fact, to deal with QCDA finally, but that the line that this, as you say, arm's length body, which has a degree of independence and had built up a degree of expertise and was able to do something in relation to the examination boards. We did have GCSE national criteria. They may not have, you know, determined the detail, but there was something, and the idea that is simply going to be abolished, I think is, you know, it is absolutely terrifying. And the fact that those, the kind of expertise and the thoughtfulness invested in, you know, things like innovating with history and, you know, all the concern about how do we make our lessons exciting and accessible, and particularly, you know, at primary level as well, actually providing resources for teachers in the way of schemes of work and so on. So we have to have some kind of agreement about what sort of body is going to take the decisions that Martin was asking about, and to have this kind of notion, well, is it Neil Ferguson or is it not? We need a kind of clarity about who, you know, the representative body ought to be. I'm slightly worried with Chris's point that actually we could have this situation for teachers where if the government changes, you know, in 5 years' time, we instantly change the curriculum again. I'd like to think we could move to a degree of independence where clearly, you know, they need to review, but actually we have a much more measured process that says, you know, we will systematically review, say, every 10 years. Partly we can deal with kind of key issues that we need to explore by saying, you know, there is a core to the curriculum and there is scope for flexibility, which is something that Ofsted has argued in trying to have a curriculum that's properly enforced, as Steve wanted. But the notion you can take away a body and have this kind of complete question mark about who's in charge.